we are going, I think last week we didn't continue our lesson because we suspended for just one day, like 1 week. And today we have another opportunity to continue our Bible class, the class which we are calling it the heartbeat of marriage. What God wants of a marriage to be. It is not what I want my marriage to be, but what God wants our marriage to be. Last 2 weeks I said, at times God's way, you can see that if you read it carefully, at times it seems like it doesn't make sense to us. And as I was saying to the word of Joshua, Jesus said, God said he must what? Be straight into the word. That is very important. God wants obedience, and that's it. In the Bible, you can summarize it in two ways, or two sentences. In the Bible, you can say, what if you want to summarize the whole Bible is what God has done for humanity, and our response also is what we are supposed to do to show appreciation. And if you want to summarize the way, the whole Bible in two ways, is what? It's about grace. What? All the Bible is all about what? Grace. And that is the God part. God has shown a lot of grace to mankind. If you read the Bible and you read it well. And it is our responsibility to what? To show what? Obedience. That is all our what we need to do. Obedience. God, in the beginning of the creation, God expects what? Obedience. That is all. It seems like simple, but it's not simple. A lot of people have missed, even Adam himself missed this one. Just simple obedience. So God wants us as a chosen generation, because in the 21st century, in this age, because God has go with different people, patriarchal age, Mosaical age, and what? Christian age. In our time, we are in what? Christian age or Christian dispensation. And God wants us what he expected from Adam, Moses, and we also, God expecting the same thing, that is obedience. So, when we come about the word of God, we must try our best to be the obedience people. Because this is what God expected from us. So, if you remind our mind, our text was taken from the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse number 18 to 25. This is where our teachings is based upon. It's based upon God could have created Eve immediately when he created Adam. But one way or the other, he didn't do that. And he said, the question is why? And now we are starting answering the reason. The reason why God did not want. God want Adam to know something. Adam and even Eve to know something. The deep need for each other. So that when he presented Eve to Adam, he will what? He will show appreciation. So we have learned our first lesson is men need of what? Compassion. That is the first thing we have learned from the Bible, that men's need of compassion. And also, we have also learned about what? Husband and wife are the what? are the best friends. Husband and wife are the best friends. They're supposed to be best friends. And we have also learned that a husband and wife have what? Each and everyone have to what? Respect each other. Respect, the idea of respect. We have learned that. And last 2 weeks, we came to a point where you created, mentioned the word unity. Unity. God wants us to unite. That is why he brought Eve to Adam. Unity. So today we are going to continue from there. Unity. And before that, let us read all our lesson, where we are taking our lesson from Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 to 25. Let's read that verse. If anybody has opened that verse.
Genesis 2, 18 to 25. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helper meet for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name of Yahweh. And Adam gave names to all creatures, and to all the fowls of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now the bone of my bone, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall give unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they are not ashamed.
Thank you, Brother Luke. So, this is what our lesson is based upon. And God so good, we have learned some points, and I think we can even develop it by ourselves. When you have tried to use it, you can develop it even more. In verse 23, and he said, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Here, he said we have developed, his Bible is telling us about what? Unity. Unity. How the two become one? One. How the two become one? And last 2 weeks, we notice about, we learned something about unity. Even in Galatians, we read about Galatians chapter 3, verse 20. Let's go there. Galatians chapter 3, verse 20. Galatians chapter 3, verse 20.
Yeah,
because here Not that you don't have male and female, but here in the book of Galatians, the Paul is telling us that when it comes about what? God's plan of salvation. And that if you are a man or a woman, it doesn't what? It doesn't count in the eyes of the Lord. We are all what? Equal in the eyes of the Lord. So, despite our life here living on this earth, we have different bodies and all these things. But it doesn't count. That is why creation is saying there is what? No male and what? Female in the eyes of the Lord. That doesn't mean that because God sees both as one. As one. Both see male or female as what? As one people. But when you come about marriage, you get there. You have rules and you have what? Responsibilities as married people. So, here, last time I was saying that a woman is what? Is equal human being. Woman is equal human being. And I was making a comparison compared to our background, where we came from, our culture, and at times we want to what? Bring our culture into the God's way. Or when you become a Christian, you still want to maintain our privilege, our culture always, our background always give to us. And it seems like you don't respect or you don't classify women as their human beings. But especially Muslim countries, if you go to Muslim countries, all this, they classify women as what? As second-class people. Because that's why in Arab countries or people, when woman is going, they say woman, his mind is not 100%. So a man is supposed to what? To guide them. This is not what the Bible is saying. Because in the eyes of the Lord, we are all what? We are all equal. So God is saying unity here. And even Jesus said something that in John chapter 10, verse 30, let's read it. Even this one, you can quote it. Who can quote it for me? John chapter 10, verse 30.
I and my Father are one.
Thank you. I and my Father are what? Are one. Here, are they what? Because even some people, denominations, they take this particular topic, verse, and so Jesus Christ is the same, he is the same as my Father. But God, Jesus is not saying that. He's saying that about what? The unity between them. They are one. Jesus Christ, God, and Holy Spirit, they are what? They are one. They are united. So Jesus said, I and my Father are one. And what? Are one. Let's take our Bible to the book of Ephesians. The Acts chapter 4, when Christianity started. What make things, what you can see the unity, the characteristics of unity, when you say unity. Acts chapter 4, verse 32. Let's read Acts chapter 4, verse 32. When Christianity started.
That's true.
Yeah, Acts chapter 4, verse 32.
And the multitude of them that believed of one heart and of one soul, neither say any of them that thought of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all him common.
Okay, thank you. He said, and the large number of those who believed were all of this one heart. And one what? So, none of them said that any of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in what? In common. This is the characteristic of what? Unity. How unity you supposed to If God have we become married people, you become united, what I have or what you have doesn't count. It belongs to all of us. So God is saying that when the moment we become married, we are what? We are one. It doesn't mean that we are one in the sense of because last time I was saying that in the world we say 1 + 1 is equals to 2. But in the eyes of the Lord, we see 1 + 1 is equals to what? Equals to 1. So God is saying that we have to be united. We have to be united. And it is very important because he said, let's go back. He said, verse 23, he said, and after the moment Adam get his wife, let us see what he said in 23. He said, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was what? Taken out of men. Do you have you remember? Because God gave Adam opportunity to what? To name all the things which he has created. But Adam did not name anybody what? Woman. Because Adam noticed that this lady came out of what? Him. And he noticed a unity between what? Him and her. Adam, immediately Adam noticed the unity between them. Despite our relationship, that's what I'm saying, despite our relationship and differences on this earth, in the eyes of God, we are one. He named her, showing his recognizing of the similarities, because he can even God allow him to look about the animals. He gave him chance. But Adam did not give anyone a woman. The moment he saw the Eve, he said, no, this is now what? The bone of my bone. So, as we previous point, we say we need to what? Show respect. And before we can show respect, unity also is what? Is also important, because we have to recognize that we have united. And let us bear in mind that it is what? God who has what? United us together. It is God. Don't let us miss this one. Although I have said it here, although it is me who make that proposal, it is my wife, I am my wife who came together to make these decisions, to agree together, but it is what? It is God who what? Joined us together. And God wants us what? To keep that unity. Because even that's why Jesus said, I am a father. We are one. And God wants us to what? To do the same. A lot of quotation is maybe Philippians 2 verse 2. Let's read Philippians chapter 2 verse 2 to 3 and see what the Bible says. Philippians chapter 2 verse 2. Who are there?
Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
I think last Wednesday in our men's class, Dele quote this verse. And look, repeat it for me. Say what?
To feel my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
Yeah. So if you want to become united, this is the mind we have to what? Get. Because he said we need what? Think others better than what? What? Ourselves. It is easy. Is it easy? But this particular quotation, you can what? Take it and apply to husband and wife. And wife. And we can apply this particular point here. Because it is my responsibility to think better, more better with my wife than myself. If we understand the God's plan of what? Marriage. If you understand deeply the God's plan of marriage, then, because this quotation is not, we read it, but it is not easy. It is not easy for, if you start from the verse 1 in Philippians 2, verse 1. But if there is therefore any encouragement in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any tender affection and mercies, 2, then make my joy full by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through what? Selfish motive. Here my best is saying, selfish what? Motive or self-esteem, but in humbleness of mind, let everyone consider others better than themselves. Let everyone consider, you see, consider others better than themselves. This simple, this Philippians 2, verse 2 to 3, if you can what? Apply, everybody is going to apply it and obey it. My brother, this world will be a proper place for me to live. If you can what? Think our neighbor or our brother, even our wife, as we are studying the marriage, if you can think our wife, pray more better than us, and our wife can do the same thing, my brother, my sister, there will be a peace in our house, in our home. And even as God is saying, you are the light and you are the what? So people will see us and even glorify God. When we can even keep this simple commandment. You see it as simple. Because last Wednesday, David was discussing us. I was, wow, what is going on here? You see, I said, what is going on here? Because this simple commandment, it seems like a lot of times we read it, but it's not easy. It is not easy because we people, you are what? We are selfish people. We are selfish people. Even in our marriage, in our churches, anywhere you go, Bakari, at that time, say, when you go to a store or anything, you always looking for what? Short queue so that you will join it, so that you will be faster. But when it comes to marriage, there is something, that's why I'm saying, these things, at times you can see it as foolishness. You can see it as foolishness. But in the eyes of God, please, that's why God will say, my mind, your mind, his thinking is not what? What you think. What God thinks is far what? Far, far differently. So please, we need to keep the unity God has what? Ordained. God said, man and woman will join together. It is God who has what? Who has done so. And you need to what? show respect. You need to show respect to marry. If you don't want to come to the marriage, fine. It is your choice. But as a married people, please, please, you need to what? Go with the Bible. Because Bible is our guide. Something God don't like in his church, in our marriage, is what? Is what? I think, I feel, and what? I suggest. God doesn't need our suggestion. When it comes to the marriage, he has laid his plan. And we need to what? Follow the plan. Either you follow it, what? Or you leave it. You see, God didn't force anybody to come and what? Worship him. You see, God didn't force anybody to. God wants everybody to come and worship, but he didn't force us. But if you choose to come and worship God, you must worship God what? In spirit and also what? In truth. In truth. So, brothers and sisters, let us make our marriage shine as light and also be as salt. Because it is our responsibility. God wants our marriage as to what? Our marriage, even our lifestyle is supposed to be what? Different from. And God wants people to what? To learn from us. That is the child. We say a child to keep I have. That is the child you have. Because my life, I have to live a life to a way and mean for what? For people to see and glorify what? God. That is my responsibility as a Christian. You continue the verse. You continue and make another point. Maybe you can't finish it. God willing, I think we can finish in next week, this heartbeat of marriage. So our next point, we will draw our next point from chapter 2 verse 24. Let's take our Bible to chapter 2 verse 24. Let's bear in mind that we have developed companionship, best friends, respect, and what? Unity. Now we are moving forward to another important topic. Chapter 2, verse 24. Say what?
Therefore, shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall give unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
So, what lesson can you learn from here? What lesson can you learn from here in this simple one passage? He said, therefore, Bragari, do you remember? Therefore, because of what? What we have already learned, talked about that. Therefore, because we have put a structure behind this. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave into his wife, and they shall be one flesh. So, what lesson can you learn from here quickly?
There must be a living.
Yeah. Even it seems like he mentioned it here. He mentioned living in the reading. Lalodi. Can you help?
For me, just kind of independent.
Independent. Okay.
Huh? About the same, but so
not so. Responsibilities.
Responsibilities, yeah. All are very good points. All are very good. But the Bible even mentioned the word. So I want you to use that, the word Bible. Mention it, huh?
I have a question. I always think about this. It says, therefore, a man shall
does it mean the wife should still be with the family?
No, no, that is the point we are going to develop now. You see, that is the point we are going to develop now. He said, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall what? Be one flesh. Cleaving is something we need to what? To learn here. He said, a man leave his parent, it will come to a time where what? A man will leave what? His parent. And all this process is what? It's God for him. God, this is God arrangement. It will come to a point where what? A man what? Will leave his parents. And at times, when it's happening, you have to let the person go, because that is the scripture. Cleaving is very, very important, because God wants.
My question is, does God accept tradition?
Of course.
So, if God accepts tradition, because I remember that the Israelites, after they came out from Egypt, they have so many tradition. In our time, let's say we the blacks,
yeah,
mostly we the women leave our family and join the men's family, not the husband,
yeah,
but the men's family.
Yeah.
So how does God accept that?
If I get it right, say in our culture, when you marry, it seems like the woman.
Leave
to
the
man's family.
Both of them leave.